let's welcome onto the show the man, the legend. He's a goer. He's a trier, Sparky.
He's a goer. And he's the one that the ladies love on X Factor.
Joe Whelan. Hello.
Hey.
How are you, mate?
Hello. I'm good, thank you. Yourselves?
We're very well. Are you still tinged with disappointment after failing to get through boot camp in Sharon's group this year?
No, I'm kind of moved on from it now, to be honest with you. I'm concentrating on other things now and just pushing on my career.
When you went back this year to the X Factor, what, honestly, all the behind the curtain we want to see, did you go back or did they actually ask you, come back and do another little audition for us?
They asked me to come back in and do another audition, yeah. They sent me an invitation for email, then they called me afterwards. So I kind of felt like, you kind of feel like, yeah, that's a good reason to go back.
Why didn't they say that on the show? Why did they say, you've come back? What a surprise! You've come back for the second year!
Yeah, well, I mean, the judges didn't. It wasn't the judges that asked me, obviously. It would have been, like, the production team and some of the people who run the show.
No, I love The X Factor, Joe, but I have to say that, and I love Sharon Osbourne a lot, but what I have to say is her category this year is a shambles.
Oh, well, I mean, I was a bit shocked at the results, on the weekend with she having two people in the bottom two.
No, I wasn't. Wasn't shocked at all. The thing is, Joe, the thing about
I'm
you...
I'm trying to be polite.
I know you are, but I'm not. I don't have to be. You do. That's fine. The thing is that you cross... Like, the kids would love you as well as me, who might not be a kid. You cross all ages. The problem that they've got with those cruise ship singers that she's put through.
She doesn't hold back, Joe. She doesn't hold back.
There's no market for them. There's no blooming market for them, and they're not going to sell records.
I do wonder, like, sometimes, you know, some of the people that go through, it's like, once the X Factor's finished, you know, once they're finished singing other people's songs, where do they go from there? You know, how do they get... How are they marketed as a sellable product? You know, I think that's what. I don't think she's taken that into account when making a decision. I don't know. Isn't it looking too promising for her at the moment?
She's got no chance.
Yeah. Well, she's had a couple of years off. Maybe she's forgotten how the game works properly.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
She's a bit rusty and crusty. Yeah, maybe.
Come on, Shazza, sort it out, love.
Now, Joe, didn't you say? I'm sure I read it, and this could be tabloid talk. So correct me if I'm wrong. But didn't you say that one of them? Is a game player.
Well, no, you got to get a context what I say.
Well, I like it when it's taken out of context. I like it. Who did... Because I read that and I thought, ooh, that'll be Shelley. I don't like Shelley now because Joe says she's a game player, even though you didn't say that.
To be honest, there's game players all throughout the competition, you know. What it is when you're there, I mean, myself, I'm just me. When I get on the camera or anything, it doesn't make a difference to me. I just back myself. But there's so many people that when they stick a lens in front of them and they're just changing into this different person, and all the things that they've been talking to you about behind the scenes, just sort of a complete different alter ego comes out on camera, and it's like, it's funny to watch, to be honest, it's amusing. So
it's that awkward desperation, isn't it? It's that, oh, well, I've got to look right all the time. Joe, that is the thing I do like about you, mate, and that's, like, you're real, the fact that you kind of go on there, you're pretty laid back, and the fact that you take your kid along, Nicole like that, I'm very jealous of your kid for sitting on Nicole's lap, by the way.
So am I, mate. I think if you're not yourself, though, I think I think people ain't stupid. You know, when people watch that show, that truth prevails in the end, and people will see through people, and it's going to happen at some point.
I can't wait.
Yeah, there's someone in particular. I'm not going to say.
I love it.
A real game, but apparently someone's told me from behind the scenes that even like the current that have started to. See the true colours as well. So it's always drama with the X Factor. But like I say, there are always people that do play the game in any of these sort of reality TV shows.
Joe, tell me now who it is. I can't bear it.
He's not a stirrer. He's real, Joe.
What?
He's not a stirrer.
You know what you need to do. You need to watch closely, man, and just watch the show. Just try and pick up on people tripping out of themselves, like teetotal people who go and neck a bottle of champagne and stuff when it's given to them, and that is just funny.
Oh.